Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gator, I just found something awesome because I'm searching the West Michigan Whitecaps roster. I found a player that I'm going to root for now.
Okay.
Because his name is Kona Quiggle.
I'm sorry, his name is what?
Kona Quiggle.
Kona like Kona Coffee, Kona Hawaii, that?
Yeah.
Kona, K-O-N-A?
Yep.
Quiggle?
And Quiggle like Quiggle.
Hmm.
And he's 23 years old, but based upon the picture on the Whitecaps website,
yeah,
he most definitely owned a Trans Am in 1977.
Or he owns a 77 Trans Am. Yeah,
he was around in 1977. He looks exactly like.
He's got a mustache. He's got a little
jacket,
bit longer hair.
Leather jacket with the hood out the back. You know, wearing a hooded sweatshirt with a leather jacket over it and driving a Trans Am. That is Kona Quiggle.
Yeah, and the Trans Am has a screaming chicken on the hood of it. Yeah.
248-539-9797. Jerry's in Novi, and he's next. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, I got a question for Gator.
Yeah.
I was surprised to hear that he didn't like condiment packs. I admit that made his list.
It's specific. You know what? Hang on a second. It's specific to mustard and ketchup. Okay. Because
Taco Bell is okay?
Well, Taco Bell, I don't have mild sauce in my house, so I don't mind getting the packets. Like, if they ask me, I'd like mild packets because I don't have taco mild sauce in my house. Same thing, like if I went to Arby's, yeah, give me Arby's sauce and I don't carry that at my house.
Gator, I'd be willing to bet that you have those things in your house in the little condiment packs because a couple years ago, didn't you admit you have a special use for those condiment packs?
What do you mean?
Well, if I recall correctly, you don't like older kids that trick-or-treat?
I really don't. Well,
So what do? I thought that you save up those condiment packs and you secretly throw them into their bag.
I don't know if I've actually done that. If like the older kid shows up and he's got like just like a stupid mask and nothing else, like there's no effort at all in his costume. Have I dropped some mild sauce in the bag? I think it's more of a threat than anything else.
It's such a great threat.
You popped the bubble, man.
I can't
go to Taco Bell without thinking about you.
It's such a great threat. It is so awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if it were true, I don't know if I want to confirm that either.
There you go. That's the truth I choose to believe.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
So all right,
guys. But some kind of a packs make all the sense in the world, like going to Taco Bell or Arby's. Those are specialized things, but... You know, I don't need, this is really, you know what, Doug, what are we talking about? This is more specific to a golf course or going out to someplace, like even at Comerica Park. And if you get the hot dog from the vendor who comes down in the stands with you and you have to ask for the mustard packet and they give you like two. Well, that's not going to cut it. And just give me the damn squeeze bottle. Oh, you don't carry one. Oh, great. So then you got to walk up to the, you know, to the.
So you want the guy to not just also hand down the hot dogs down the aisle. You want him to hand the bottle too.
He can work the bottle himself. Because that's what it used to be.
So, I mean, let's say I'm just trying to figure this out here. Let's say you're in the middle of the row, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to eyeball it from there, or like, how does it go? Like,
for the sake of like pissing everybody off,
you're holding up the line.
Can you throw a bunch of mustard on that, please? And if you've got a squeeze bottle, putting a bunch of mustard on it takes 2 seconds longer than putting just a quick squirt of mustard on it.
I feel there's just going to be some kind of issue here, Doug. What do you think? I mean, you know.
I think you're looking for an issue.
No, I'm saying you send it back like, this is way too much mustard. How am I supposed to eat this?
I would never say that.
Someone would, though. Would you agree?
Somebody probably would.
Okay.
Well, so, then the vendor would be like, well, you asked for it.
Judgment of somebody else is not, it's a little scary. Putting it in somebody else's hands, how much mustard
Exactly. It's the worst.
That's a leap of faith, my friend.
Well, this is why when I get my hot dogs at Comerica Park, I get them from the concourse so that I can apply as much mustard as I like because it comes in a pump, as it should. Don't hand out the damn packets.
All right. I mentioned the Lions a little bit earlier, and we've circled back to it. Rookies report tomorrow. Penei Sewell will not report because he's tested positive.
He's got the Rona.
Yeah. Damn it.
Well, hopefully he's got the asymptomatic version of the Rona.
Yep.
And that he'll be all right, and you know that he doesn't have the Kang version of the Rona.
Yeah. The knock you out for 6 weeks version.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Nope. Just had a friend who just went through a battle with the Rona. 10 days. Says it's the sickest she's ever been in her life.
My buddy Anthony, we gave the shout out to. He had the Rona for weeks.
And he goes from having the Rona to hanging out with White Sox fans. God.
I know.
It's been a rough,
nuts,
rough run lately for Anthony. Here's the other thing. A AP Offensive Rookie of the Year. Odds are out.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you think's favored?
I would think Trevor Lawrence.
Who do you think's second?
Trevor
Lawrence is favored at +275.
I'll say Justin Fields.
Correct. It was +500 or 5-1. Who's next?
Zach Wilson.
Yep, +700. Well, he's tied with.
And then I think we get into the territory. We move on from the quarterbacks, and you got to get to the weapons. I'll go Ja'Marr Chase.
Trey Lance is tied with Zach Wilson.
Oh, Trey Lance,
yeah, +700.
Really? I think he's going
to. Would you expect a Lion to be on the list for Offensive Rookie of the Year?
No, because I don't think that they put offensive linemen there in these lists. So I would say no. And then I got to think receiver wise, they're going to have Amon-Ra St. Brown. Maybe he'll. I'll say him. Sure, like one of these 200-1 odds or something.
He is tied for 14th.
Oh, that high?
Yep.
Wow.
With Rashad Bateman, Kadarius Toney, Rondell Moore, Terrence Marshall Jr., Amari Rodgers, Amon-Ra St. Brown are all +5,000.
+5,000?
Yes.
That's wow.
For 50-1.
Okay, 50. Thank you for putting it back in perspective. Yep. Interesting with the group of players he's in. Now, is this what – this is kind of weird because it's based on what offense you go to and all that, but – if you just look at the group of receivers that's there, those are second-round pick receivers.
Yep.
And St. Brown was a fourth-round pick?
Yeah, I think you're talking about opportunity, right?
Yeah.
I think the stands to reason. Like, I think Derek Barnes, outside of Penei Sewell, it was Barnes their second fourth-round pick that they traded for. I think he is the... with St. Brown, the most likely to start. They're both fourth rounders, right?
Yes.
Now, one of the defensive tackles will probably start, but it's hard to know which one. But they might not.
I think it was Arike, I would think.
But Amon-Ra St. Brown and Derek Barnes, I think both have wonderful opportunities to be fourth round starters from day one.
Well, it's interesting, just based on the odds thing alone, which is, we know, it doesn't mean a whole lot. But just looking at that and... I love Rondell Moore. You like Rondell Moore? Love him.
Yeah, sure.
I like Rashad Bateman. Think he's great. Be great. And St. Brown's the same odds as those guys.
Would you? I mean, does this feel like good value?
Feels like great value.
Like Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, throw $5 down on it, win $250. Is that what it is?
Well, you said 50-1. So
yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but. Because I think it almost always goes to a quarterback. Where's Najee Harris?
Najee Harris is the seventh. Is tied for sixth favorite with Ja'Marr Chase. They are +1,100.
Where's Kyle Pitts?
Kyle Pitts is the fifth favorite at +1,000.
Okay.
10-1.
Devontae Smith?
Devontae Smith is 16-1.
Jalen Waddle?
18-1. Mac Jones? 12-1. Travis Etienne? 25-1.
Do they have the field on there, Doug?
They do not.
Because when you brought this topic up, you started it with Penei Sewell having coronavirus.
Yep.
And then I thought, well, Doug always localizes everything.
Yeah.
And you got to the local part. But my first thought was, is Penei Sewell, like, is he an offensive lineman, I don't think, has ever won.
I don't think they have either.
I don't think that you can for some reason. But what if he just dominates and the rest of the field sucks for whatever reason? You know, Lawrence isn't, you know, he's a rookie. He's getting his feet wet. There's no running back or receiver that blows you, you know, away. Kyle Pitts doesn't have the season everyone thinks he's going to have. And then you start have to dig a little deeper. And then Penei Sewell, for example, does not allow a sack. I mean, he's clearly in the run game, just plowing through linebackers.
They're averaging 5 yards a carry running on his side.
I hear what you're saying. Like
there should be an opportunity to bet for Penei. And I would imagine that in some sports books you could probably negotiate that, and it might be something ridiculous. But I'm with you, Kang. It's like, look at the Heisman Trophy. Offensive linemen never win the Heisman Trophy, and you know they've had one defensive player win the Heisman Trophy. Or it was
Woodson, right?
Woodson won it, but was Woodson the first one to win it? Was he the first one in like 50 years to win
it? First one to win it.
Okay, has anybody won it since on the defensive side? I don't think.
No.
So it's kind of like that, right? Where, you should, I would consider it. If he has an amazing year, you match it up with whoever else is doing
whatever
else.
Everything's got to fall right because everyone else honestly has to suck. You know what I mean? The running backs, quarterbacks, receivers have to suck.
Well, I mean, Cully, you're surprised if the quarterbacks don't light the world on fire as a rookie. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised. That the receivers, that they don't, you know, nobody has a 1,000-yard season. If Najee Harris is used as a, you know, in a group of running backs and he has like 600 yards rushing, Etienne the same way, maybe he's got 800 yards from scrimmage. If Penei Sewell has an amazing season blocking, he should be under consideration.
I'm just looking at the Associated Press Rookie of the Year Award, which started in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many offensive linemen have won it?
I would say none.
Not one.
I think Penny's going to have to catch like a touchdown pass or two as an eligible.
Maybe even throw one.
Right.
All right, Carson Anderson.
Kick an extra point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.